Yes? No, we don't have a winner. Okay. Yes, I'm on the air. No, we don't have a winner. Okay. So we're here on a Thursday. We're getting some phone calls. And we are having a little difficulty with one of our phone lines. So keep trying. If you were trying before, keep trying at 641-456-0234. I think our rollover number wins. Should we do 5656 this time? Okay. So we are having something funky. We're going to go back to our main line, folks. If you were trying to call, if you think you know the answer, and we're not getting through, so we apologize for this. We just found out we were having some difficulty, technical difficulties on the phone lines. For our sports trivia, call 641-456-5656. Just for today, we're going to go back to the main line. We don't use that for sports trivia normally anymore, but because of the difficulties today here on their phone lines, we're going to go with 456-5656. You can call in if you think you know the answer. Apologize if you've been trying and couldn't get through. We have a meal deal out there from Dairy Queen Iowa Falls as our sports trivia prize. We have a lot to get to today because we have state track on the way for our area athletes. We're going to have a full rundown and preview coming up with John and Dylan here in just a little bit. And we will have an announcement of our sports trivia winner, hopefully at the end of the sports cast here in just a moment. And let's get going with sports here today on KLMJ. And yesterday, a big day for area golfers around the listening area. And then we'll start with Class 3A Regional at Clear Lake. Hampton, Dumont, Cal, and Iowa Falls, Alden up at Clear Lake. And HD Cal would come in fourth. They took the top three because Clear Lake wins it on their home course with a 321. West Delaware, 362. Waverly Shell Rock had a 363. Hampton, Dumont, Cal, as we said, one place away from going, but they were 29 strokes back of Waverly Shell Rock, so there was quite a marginal distance between third and fourth. HD Cal with a 393. Bulldogs leader was Trinity Swart with a 92. She was tied for 11th individually. And then Iowa Falls Alden was fifth with a 409. The cadet leader was Olivia French. 94 was her score, and she was 13th individually. Class 2A Region 2, Clarion Gofield Dows hosting that at Claremont, and Sumner Fredericksburg was the team champion in that, and Dyke New Hartford was second. And also, let's take a look at individually, we had some good golfers. Chloe Bulte of Sumner Fredericksburg won that with a 74. Molly Faraday of Waterloo Columbus a second with a 78. Jillian Buter of Dyke New Hartford was fourth with an 87. Anna Sirrath of DNH was fifth with an 88. Emily Christensen of Clarion Gofield Dows golfing individually was a 94, and she placed ninth. Kendall Reichard golfing individually for Applington Parkersburg, she was 12th with a 97. And Maren Bixby was 14th for Dyke New Hartford with a 98. And turning to Grundy Center, and the North Butler Bearcats were there. Grundy Center Spartans hosting it. They were there. Algona Bishop Garrigan and Grundy Center end up tied for the team championship. Not sure if there was a tiebreaker and how that worked out, but nonetheless, so Grundy Center and Garrigan both with 352s on the girls' 2A or 1A regional there. Abby Lindemann was the individual champion medalist for Grundy Center with a 78. Mason City Newman was third with a 387. And it was North Butler. They could have gone if they would have gone three strokes under, but Mason City Newman, the qualifier, and in the third place there. North Butler with a 389 does not go as a team, but Meg Thompson was the runner-up individually, so she'll be heading to state. She's had a great year. She carded an 82 at Grundy yesterday. Stay tuned for more results on our scorecard here on KLMJ later today. Belmont Clemmie Boys Track and Field sent six runners to state last season to compete in four events. This year, they improved that number by sending seven runners to compete in five events to finish off a very strong year. One of the Bronco runners heading to state is senior sprinter Tate Sander, who, while qualifying for the state meet in the 200-meter dash, set a school record, beating his brother's record in the process. Corby Sander, Tate's older brother and former UNI Panther football player, set the record in the 200-meter dash at Belmont Clemmie in a time of 22.05, but Tate surpassed that record by 9/10 of a second, setting a school record, new school record, 21.96. This school record is joined by qualifying for the state meet in three other events as well for Tate Sander, and he will race individually in the 200 as well as the 100-meter dash, which he ran in the qualifying time of 10.92 seconds. He's also part of two relay teams, the first of which is the Sprint Medley Relay, qualifying in a time of 134.98. That team also has Aiden Friedow, also Clayton Pletch, and Isaac Swenson, with Hayden Pals and Braden Gabrielson alternates. The other relay team that qualified for staying for BK is the Medley Relay that posted a qualifying time of 3:38. That team has Sander, Pletch, Gabrielson, and Swenson as well, along with Frito and Brody Paulson as alternates. And also, the final leg of that distance medley relay team is running as an individual at state. Isaac Swenson qualified for the state meet in the 800-meter run, and he ran just a shade over 2 minutes flat, a new PR for him. And Broncos, along with all the other teams, we're going to be reporting on starting at 8:30 with a preview this morning from Drake Stadium. NIAC's interim baseball coach, Lincoln Hockmuth, has been selected as the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference Coach of the Year for the 2022 season. Hockmuth, who took over for the NIAC baseball program in January, led the Trojans to an overall record of 34-19, 21-12 in the league. The Trojans earned the number 2 seed in the regional tournament. NIAC landed 3 players on the regional first team and 1 on the second team, and the Trojans had 2 honorable mention selections. First team all-region for the Trojans, Cody Kelly, the catcher, Ike Mezinga, the infielder, and Caden Nicoletto. Now, Brandon Thompson was the second team pick as a pitcher, and pitchers Thomas Gross and Ben Rosin earned honorable mention, all league honors for the NIAC Trojans. Let's turn to some other sports here. Daniel Stahl, representing the AGWSR Cougars in the Class 1A state golf meet that's to come here. And Stahl finished runner-up by firing a 74 at Tuesday's district meet at Pheasant Ridge Golf Course in Cedar Falls. Now, that earned him a spot individually at state. Stahl says, while the team won't get a chance to defend their title at state, he says, well, he's honored to represent the school at the state meet individually, and the program is staying on the map.
It's a good feeling. I mean, a lot of hard work put into this, and then finally to see the final scores put up there and get to move on is really a good feeling. I think it's good that one of us made it down there to still show that what kind of games we got. And team came up just short, but I know all of them will be back next year, and they'll put in the work to get back here.
The Cougars shot a 334 as a team, but lost the fifth player tiebreaker by one stroke to Don Bosco.
I'm super excited for Daniel. Since last year, even at the end of the year after winning the state title as a team, not 100% sure where we would be at as a team this year. You know, I always knew that Daniel would be one of the best golfers in 1A. He's carried one of the best averages all year long in 1A, and he's been perfect teammate for everybody. He's like having a second coach on the team. So, you know, for Daniel to get in, I'm super excited. He's one of the last guys that ever played for Coach Ames. So to get him in, get him carried along, and it couldn't make me prouder as a coach to have him. And him and I, you know, good to go spend another, you know, 36 holes together yet. So.
And the 2022 Class 1A Boys State Golf Tournament will be played May 23rd and 24th at the Ames Golf and Country Club. And we are out of time, it appears, so let's take a look at the sports for today. Besides the state track and field meet, it is first round of sub-state soccer. Good luck to our area teams on the boys' side, starting the tournament path to play in the state tournament. Belmont Clemmie goes to North Fayette Valley. That's at 6:30 tonight for the Broncos. Hampton Dumont Cal on the road up to the northeast as well at 6:30. The Bulldogs play at Postville against the Pirates. Iowa Falls Alden substate game at South Tama at 6:30. Today, APDNH shared program goes to Solon at 6:30 today for substate soccer first round. And high school baseball today, AGWSR is at Baxter. South Hardin is at Dunkerton for today. That concludes Radio on the Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting. And before we go, let us join in with Cody again on the mic in Studio 1. Cody Tiano, do we have a winner on sports trivia?
Yes, we do. That would be Dennis Vaness. I apologize. I'm pretty sure I butchered the last name, but Dennis Vaness of Alexander.
There you go, Dennis. And yes, you were right. It was the mile run we were looking for, the mile run. Larry Kramer of Belmont, Tom Thiemann had 2 championships for Allison Bristow back in the 60s. Dan Nagel of Dyke also won it. And that was the mile run. We had people guessing 1,600 meters, but we said on the question, standard measurements. So that was our little, maybe a little trick there. But going back before, it was the 1,600-meter run, the old mile run. And that's what we were looking for today. Dennis Vaness, congratulations. You win the Dairy Queen meal deal today on KLMJ. I'm Dwayne Karstens with Cody T, and we will be back in just a little bit for weather on KLMJ.